Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio today our speaker, Sister Razia Batul Najafi. She's an Islamic researcher, and I have had this pleasure to sit with her in the studio today. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Najafi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
So glad to be with you. Thank you so much for coming.
It's more than pleasure for me.
Thank you so much, sister. Sister, today I'm going to discuss something that is tremendously changing our lives. That is changing our lives so fast, especially the mindset, the lifestyle. And that is social media. Social media apps are designed in a way that you become addictive and you are forced to change your mindset, your lifestyle, your trends, whatever you are doing. It has impact on your health, on the way you think, to the way you do things. So we also have a question in this regard. We'll hear to that. It is Nasser Ali Khan from Srinagar.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Nasser Ali Khan and I'm from Srinagar, Kashmir. I work as a social activist and I have seen a drastic change since the time social media has been introduced in our society. I have seen our younger ones, our youth, following different various negative paths as far as social media is considered. And this brings a very huge gap when it comes to sharing and taking responsibility of our society, when it comes to our religious upbringing. So I just wanted to ask one question, that how will we explain it to our younger ones that the proper religious upbringing is the one which will not only groom their lives but will also give them a direction towards a better life, towards a better future?
Well, sister, how do you answer that question? The question is almost, I'll just sum it up. Social media is playing a tremendous role, and in that way, it is affecting the mindset of the young generation. And he, as a social activist, feels that there is a need to change this mindset. There's a need to make them understand that religious way is one of the better ways to groom you. So what do you say on that note?
I know it's not an easy answer to give. You know, the answer is very difficult practically, because easy to say, but in practice, we have to be very, very, very careful. First of all, we as a parents, we have to show that this religion, deen, yeah, the lifestyle which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given to us, that religion can be a best solution of our needs.
Yeah.
If I'm enjoying the rulings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, obeying of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and I have to say to my child in detail, because in this era, in this time, because they are getting all the information in a very colorful, very glamorous, very beautiful, very easy, very in detail way. And we tell them about religion totally in opposite way, black and white, you know, and
in a very
big
dull
picture,
form.
Yeah, dull. and just one point.
Boring.
Exactly. So how it can work? You know, it cannot be work if, you know, the we can say the comparison between the bombardment of social media and the way we are guiding our children towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and beautiful religion of Allah is not unfortunately comparable. So first of all, which I have seen in my family and my around, like society, that, you know, we have beautiful role models, mashallah. They are teens, they are youngsters, they are using maybe we can say 99% of social media in a very positive way. So I truly recommend that not only we should bring Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam only or ashab or companions as a role model, all some ayatullah and you know, great experts as a role model to them. No, that is not enough. That should be there definitely. But they need someone from their society,
you
know, a live, updated role model. If they see, wow, you know, she lives in my country, for example, and she goes the same uni where I go, you know, something like the same challenges we have. Mm-hmm. But look at her, how positively she is using her social media, and religion has given her so much power. You know, look at the beauty she or he has because of religion. Look at the comfort, you know, she has because of, or he has because of the religion. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So first of all, you said like you made a comparison between the two things, that what wrong information is going being fed to us in a glamorous way. It is being, you said there's a media bombardment, there's a social media bombardment of this wrong information, and at the same time, we are not guiding, we are not providing religious information in a very, you know, some classy way. We are just making it boring and dull. Sister Najafi, I'll be talking to you. Here we need to take a very short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I'm with Sister Najafi, and we are discussing the impact of social media on the upbringing. Sister Najafi, you said that we as parents do not feed the religious information to our children in a very classy or trendy or glamorous way. We make it boring, we make it dull, we make them feel lazy, and they feel like, I'm done with this. What can parents do to guide their children to take them out of this trend of social media kind of things, wherein you said the things are being fed in a way they should not be? You said that wrong information is actually being fed. You said old things are being told to them, but in a glamorous way.
Yeah.
What can we do to feed them religious things in a beautiful way?
They have to, first of all, they have to stop verbally, you know, giving all the lectures and advices the way we do. Unfortunately, the very common way of teaching Islam and Deen in our families, which is very norm, we have to stop. Yeah, we have to very limit it, make it limited. Number two, I have seen many of our youngsters, especially in Western countries, they get change very easily. They can come towards the deen very easily by having some summer camps, some retreats, you know, spiritual retreats. And when they come for ziyarah trips, that gives them a big, you know, U-turn in their life.
All right.
Yeah. And many, many parents, they came to me and they said, you know, we were failed in upbringing of our children. But because of this trip, because
like again, Irvine trip.
Yeah. The trip gives them, again, the beautiful society and company. The company means a lot. And then they get some role models. They say, wow, for example, I'm from this country. And look at them. First time he's or she's meeting them. And they all are faithful, you know.
Yeah.
They have that love for Imam Hussein or Aima alayhi salam. And then, unfortunately, our study and our information about hero teens, like the way our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has chosen and animated some teen heroes as a governor. For example, I'll give you the name of Amr bin Hamqi Khaza'i. He was nominated by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a governor of Yemen. And Mus'ab bin Umair, he was a young, handsome, trendy youth, a young person, a companion of Rasulullah. And Prophet has nominated him as a first representative of him towards the city of Medina. So we have list of teens, yeah, and they were in teens or early 20s. And look at their challenges in their life. So we don't talk about those kind of amazing role models.
Yeah, we hardly know about these personalities.
Yeah. And so one more about Nawab-e Arba'a, like four ambassadors of Imam-e Zamana. If we have time, we will talk about them.
Yes, we'll talk about that, but after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يَا مُقْيَ الْخَيْرَاتِ يَا مُقْيَ الْخَيْرَاتِ
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, O nation of Shia, teach your children the poems of Al-Abdi because he was a follower of the religion of Allah.
يَا مُقْيَ الْخَيْرَاتِ يَا
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. And Sister Najafi, you were talking about the role models that we hardly know about.
I really want to mention about the four ambassadors of our present Imam, our final Imam, Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. You know why? Because we can just connect with them nowadays, in this era.
In the contemporary world.
Yeah. Why? Because we can connect with our present Imam, first of all. And we know that they used to live, although in minor occultation, we are in the major occultation. And the challenges the ambassadors of Imam, they had in their time, sometimes, you know, that would be a very beautiful role model for us. We can just learn so many lessons from them.
Right.
And I think it would be something really nice because we need holy personalities and some real updated nowadays role models, some youngsters who live in our era, in our time. So combination of role models, yeah, you can say, look at this, for example, I will give you the name of Hussein bin Ruh. For example, you know, and unfortunately, mostly we don't know about their amazing and very fascinating history of life. And Muhammad bin Usman, Ali bin Samari, Ibn Sa'id Amri. So their challenges were, for example, they were a normal people. Like they would have some business in the society, in bazaar, in market. And look at them, you know, although they are, for example, studying in uni or having some business, but while having that business, how they were helpful to Imam of their time. And the techniques are so amazing. I don't remember everything in detail, but some of the instances, for example, one of the ambassador, he used to do the business of oil. Yeah, he used to sell out the oil or maybe perfumes. So he would put some the letters of Imam inside the bottles. He would hide it because the circumstances
security
are very, very intention.
Time.
Yeah. And sometimes in the wood cutters, you know, they would put some letters inside the sticks and wood, you know, so that the techniques are, you know, the boys, the girls, they love it, because I have done this kind of work, if some workshops with our teenagers, they love it. Yeah, because these are something, you know, challenges are there and full of, we can say, excitement, and you can teach them some techniques that how you can spread out your beautiful religion and practice your religion even in a very, very crucial time.
Exactly. So when we are practicing that, as you said, practically doing those activities physically today, and we realize that toughness, how tough it is to send an information inside an oil packed, inside a perfume packed, and then we can realize the knowledge, the tremendous knowledge we have today
about
Islam.
Yeah,
we will be really thankful. We will actually take it as a blessing. That's how we will take it as a blessing that imams have not, you know, done less, and they have not gone through some very easy paths. This
exactly.
knowledge that we have,
yeah.
this treasure actually that we have right. today, has not come that easy to us. It has come through very difficult levels, and when we are practicing that practically,
yeah, then we appreciate more. Definitely.
We appreciate, we realize that it is a blessing, it is a treasure.
Indeed, indeed.
Thank you so much, sister, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. For any suggestions, for any questions, for any feedback, please email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Our website is parstoday.com, wherein you can find all our programs. Go into the option Call of Islam and you'll find our programs. Until another episode, fi amanullah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returns upon rest.